What up, what up, what up? Welcome to another episode of 94 Feet with Coach JT. Do me a favor, please subscribe, leave a like in the comments, let me know what you think, and as I continue to grow and as we continue to get this podcast, try to get it to another level. Today, switching it up on you guys, got a dope guest, young fella from Sacramento, California, graduated Pleasant Grove High School. Let me read his little bio for you. In 2016, this gentleman graduated from University of San Francisco with a bachelor's degree in science and in business administration, entrepreneurship, and innovation. Also, after graduating in 2016, he moved back to Sacramento, California, and obtained his real estate license in October. Today, this gentleman is following his footsteps of his mother and pursuing his dream of success as a real estate professional. Also, his educational background, personal drive, and the strong support team, he is well on his way to becoming one of Sacramento's young best top producers, right? So give it up for Charles Velasco. Mr. Velasco, how you doing today?
Good. Thank you for taking the time, putting it aside for me to go on the podcast, man. I really appreciate it.
Oh, man. I appreciate you, man. I've been watching. You've been on the grind. As my show says in the basketball terminology, you watch Hoop. We talk sports a little bit offline. 94 Feet with Coach JT. We're going to jump right into it. So first off, though, I do want to get a little background from yourself. Growing up in Sacramento, California, what part of Sacramento did you grow up in?
I grew up in Oak Grove. I went to Pleasant Grove High School. And then, I went to college in San Francisco for 4 years, enjoyed my life there. I think, honestly, that was one of the best experiences because, bro, I just fucking partied. I went to concerts. I went to festivals, dude. I was like, I lived my life, you know? And now it's like, now when I graduated, I was over it. And now it's like, all right, let's grind. And then the first thing my mom told me was like, you better take that expensive-ass education and help the family business. So right now we're on pace to 10 times the business in 5 years. So we're probably going to sell 300 homes this year. I'm on pace to sell 120 homes. And yeah, I'm thankful that my parents helped me out and put me in a good position to succeed, but also made me feel like I always had to work and always gave me that inner drive and made it feel like it was never enough.
Dope. So already, yeah. Man, big shout out to the parents. So we talk about that right now. You talked about getting to Frisco, but that grind, that mold, as far as, you know what I'm saying, you get from your parents what you see, but how much of it did you see them working a lot? Is that something you saw regularly in your household or regularly that was brought to your attention, like, we work, work, work?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my dad, like, and mom work together. So my dad is like, what the hell are you doing? You better be working. Or my mom is like, you better be doing this. There was never turn it off mode. Like, you don't really turn it off unless it's the holidays. Right. That was basically the way I grew up. And then my parents, like, a lot of them see them really successful now, but I mean, when they immigrated to America, they were sleeping on the floor in San Francisco in a basement around cockroaches. Like, they went through a lot. And I think they instilled in me that mindset that, you know what, like, every opportunity you get, you don't mess around. You don't mess around your time. And the biggest thing that's important is your family and providing for your family and then providing for other people. So they instilled in me that at a young age. And I'm thankful that my mom and my dad raised me well.
That's super dope. Family is definitely everything, man. I'm definitely rocking with you on that aspect. Let's talk Frisco for a minute, man. So you get to the Bay Area, come from Elk Grove, and then going to Sac in college, right? You said we talked about having, like, the parties, that environment, though. But also, I know being in college, too, away from home, how focused were you personally, though, on taking care of academics? Like I said, you said you party a lot. But
for me, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I got all A's in my business classes. But my GEs, I got, like, C's in.
Okay.
For me, like, I don't know, like, I'm the type of person, like, if I really enjoy it, I go all in. But it's, like, one of those things, like, it kind of helped me in a weird way in real life where it's, like, you only put time into things you care about.
Mm-hmm.
And even though my GPA might have not reflected that, it's such a weird concept to think. But it's, like, I put my effort into my entrepreneurship classes and I got all A's. Like, dude, I remember I would be out all night, wake up for my 3-hour class and get an A on my final. Like, it was just like one of those things, like, I knew how to properly use my time, but then it's kind of weird because the way the academic system is kind of set up now, it doesn't really reflect stuff like that, of being able to use your time well. If that makes sense.
Yes, it does. And say, you talked about, like I said, the family business behind the scenes, you were already kind of training for that with those classes though, right? You were just getting more information to help you be successful right now.
Yeah, so what I learned in, like, those entrepreneurship classes is, like, I applied it to the business, but my GE classes, like, I don't really remember what I learned.
Yeah, I mean they are called general ed, so I mean, you may not. I agree with you on that note. You do your time there at Frisco, at University of Frisco. What are some of the highlights though, real quick though, man, while you're there? Because I mean, it's so much to do out, like you said though. What are some of the highlights you had personally out there while you were in college?
I think the highlights was just being away from my family, learning who I was, what I wanted, what I'm interested in, like stuff like that. And then kind of like being a young adult and like everyone wants to be in the big city, right? But then like what brought me back to like San Carmeno is I have really big family values and I like being around my family. And I know that like it, you know what I'm saying? Like that stuff is temporary. But family's forever, and what you build at home is what lasts forever. That's just how I feel.
That's what's up. So, and just like in life and in sports, we talk about wins. What about the losses, man? Any time while you were out there in your major, in your schooling, where you felt like, okay, I might not make it, or I might have to do something different?
Okay, you're gonna crack up. Like, no one know, not a lot of people notice about me, bro. I was about to fucking, you know how like my mom was. Is it cool if I cuss?
Yeah, good, bro. It's good.
No, my mom, my parents don't even know this, but dude, I was like in my fourth year, last semester, at a French class, and I would not show up a class. And then towards the end, I was like, "Fuck, I might take 4 years and a half year because I might fail this class for the amount of units." But then, of course, I clutched it. It might have had to do a little bit with like being nice to my teacher.
It might.
But you know, like, I was just like, man, yeah, that was like one of the moments. I was like, fuck, I'm about to piss my mom off. Like, this shit's hella expensive.
Yeah.
What am I doing? But then I remember, I think the last week before my final for French, dude, I kid you not, I think I pulled off three all-nighters. Maybe, yeah, that's basically
Do
it.
what you
Like,
got.
I pulled it off, graduated college 4 years, did what I was supposed to do, and then it's weird because like those things you're just like you think like it like not paying attention in class actually ruins your future, but it's like a lot like if you don't really enjoy it, it's
Yeah.
like why spend your time with it? And I think like that's something that students could take into real life. Like, yeah, you might not be the best at school, but what are you good at in real life that you could apply your time and effort in that you're passionate about?
Yeah, hey, that's because you're filling your brain up with stuff that you're probably not going to use or not motivate to do, right? But it's not that's a good point right there. So, you make it through, right? Graduation, get back to SAC. Is it immediately you jump right back, jump into the business, or what do you do during that transition? Because every person out of college goes like, okay, I'm getting home, I'm gonna hang out, I'm gonna party, or I'm gonna try to find myself, I'm gonna take time, or do you jump right into the business with the family?
So what happened was, it was summer. I was like still young and immature. So I enjoyed a nice 3 4 months of partying back home in Sacramento, like anyone would.
Right.
And I feel like during that time, I was like getting kind of tired of it. I was getting anxious. I was like, fuck, I went to college for 4 years. I got expensive ass education. I feel like a failure. And then my parents, like, they always wanted me to start real estate. They were like, you're gonna do it when you tell me you're ready and you're done fucking around. And I was like, there's a moment I was like, all right, I'm done. I'm ready to start this stuff. I got my license, and then I started helping the business towards the end of the year. And I had like a business development manager role. And man, like it, like years of like not doing a business like where it like correctly, like because there's a lot of stuff like as an entrepreneur we don't know. Like we're not in a corporate environment. The corporate environment actually teaches us how to run a systematic business, which is a step I kind of wish I went into. Dude, to be honest, I wish I worked at a fast food restaurant. I wish I worked at a retailer because I want to know the system they have behind it. Because during that time, that's what I should have been doing. I wish I learned these things that everyone, you know what I'm saying? Like it seems so simple to know, but those little things add up because there's a reason these corporations are so big is because they have all these systems behind it. They
Yep.
have all these checklists and they don't mess around.
Right. That's from like marketing to price change, all that stuff like that, right? All that
Yeah,
stuff we
a
should know.
lot of stuff like that could have helped me a lot. So I kind of wish I did that during that time. I had that downtime, but I wouldn't change any of my experiences for anything.
That's what's up. So after your time, you jump right in. You had the business developer role. How long were there like classes and courses you had to take to get there, or are you kind of since you had the parents, they were the teachers for you?
Oh no, so what happened was I got my real estate license. I was waiting for my license to issue, and then I came in and started helping the business. And I noticed, I was like, wait, we're in sales. Like, why are you doing this when your assistant could do this? That's kind of like the advice I gave my mom. I was like, why are you doing this hour, like an assistant's hourly work when you could be making an entrepreneur's hourly work? And that's kind of something I've taken into my business. Like, I don't hop into a meeting unless I think the return on investment could be a certain amount per hour. Like, for example, like, honestly, the reason why I do podcasts is because a lot of people can see me, you know, like, and like, when people hear me talk, they're like, this guy's like a normal guy, even though he's killing in real estate. Like, I mess with this guy, you know?
Yep.
And like, that's kind of like why, like, I hop into a meeting with the mindset, like, how am I going to get my name and brand out there? Or how am I going to do the sale? Or how am I going to meet this client? Like, you could ask Adam, like, is right here behind me. Like, did I take a meeting that was like a wasted minute at all today? Or did anything that was wasted?
Not really.
Yeah, like, he, like, Adam right here is like a new agent on our team. He's shadowing right now.
Dope.
And like, dude, like, I just make sure every, because like, this is a time hack that I use. From 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. is my minimum amount of 12 hours of work a day.
Okay.
12 to 16 for me. So what happens is I schedule my time in 30-minute increments. So I can have 24 appointments in a 12-hour workday. And how much stuff you get done with 24 appointments? I mean, anyone could just do that right now. Like, imagine you have a project. You just chip at it. And then from there, it's like you have 24 appointments in a day times 5. You have 100 appointments a week. How much shit can you get done?
Yeah. So talk about that time management part. How long did it get you to get in that mind frame, that system right there? Because that is crazy. I mean, I've tried little things as far as half my day doing, you know, or doing like scheduling all my day to make sure I stay on task. But you're breaking it down to 30 minutes, bro. How on point do you have to be personally to make sure you hit every 30 minutes and get something done accurately?
But literally, like, the thing is for me, it's like you have to be on point, but you have to give yourself a break too. Because what I do is I do a 15 to 20 minute intense meeting. All the time. And then I take 10 minutes to mess on social media, say something funny to my friends in the group chats, you know, like I'm a normal guy.
Right.
But like, if you have that mindset where it's like, you're going to do 10 to 20 minute meetings every 30 minutes, you get so much done.
Yeah. That's definitely,
it's absolutely nuts. It's like, even with like basketball, it's like, dude, like I wish I knew, like when I was playing basketball, I wish I knew the stuff I knew now. Like the reason why, like, I didn't keep playing basketball because my parents, you know what? They chose their dream over like me hooping. They were like, you know what? I'm going to fucking choose real estate over bringing you to basketball practice. And I remember when I was a kid, like hating them for it because that like, I wouldn't be able to go to basketball practice and my coaches wouldn't play me. But then I realized that you got to choose your dreams. You got to be selfish. So you're going to be selfless in the end. Like, I think that was one of the biggest changes for me when I was like, I realized that like, if my parents didn't do that, back then, we wouldn't be where we are right now, you know?
No, sir. Hey, it's like being real with yourself too early on. Like, okay, is my son going to be getting paid $100 million or whatever it is playing NBA? Probably not,
like,
right?
I mean, I'm an agent. Probably going to break down. Look at Jeremy Lin.
Right? Hey, but it's a harsh reality for a kid, but it's a good one for the parent to realize. And they're like, okay, and you see it now, like, it was well worth it. So speaking of sports, like, put this perspective too, right? How many hours do you say you put in? You already said you broke down your schedule, though. Like, you know, people have trainers. They put in 3-4 hours a day. How much would you say you put in once you jumped to this business as far as perfecting your craft? How often did you study, shadow, like that?
So, right now, I can let you know my typical schedule. I wake up at 3:55 a.m. Monday to Friday, and I see my massage therapist from 4 to 5 a.m., and I sleep through it, but my mind and my body is getting healed. And then 5 to 8, it's like all work on myself, like morning routine, working out, getting my mind right, listening to things, like literally like to the T every like 30 minutes. And then from 8 to 8, I work. And then 8 to 9 is my free time. Sometimes, I mean, I'm going till 9 today. And then 9 to 10, I see my massage therapist again. And then 10 to 10:30, hang out with my girl. Can we read? That's all. Like Monday to Friday. And on weekends, it's like, yeah, well, I hang out with my family and my girl more than most people do, because I'm so, like, all I care about is my family, my friends, and my relationship and my business. Like, I keep the distractions at a minimal. Like, I don't really go out like I used to, because I'm like, if I go out, that kills the whole half day or even a full day. Like, I calculate how much loss is in there, not just like for financially, but like I could be spending that time with my family, my friends, and my dog. It's like there's a lot of different things I could be doing.
Yeah, that structure is crazy. Okay, I got to actually, I think I fall somewhere. Actually, how old are you?
26, 27.
Okay. So like I said, just kudos to you, bro, like being ahead of the curve at 4 years ago, you started, or 5 years ago. So doing that, that's probably the hardest thing to do for a person 25 to realize, okay, I should be locked in on the system. As far, you know, that's crazy.
It happened overnight, man. Like for me, it was just like little changes every month. I still make little changes now, but my challenge is not working. Like I think that is like turning it off where I don't work, because like that will lead to more results for me. Because, of course, like, if you, like, for me, like, I'm work, like, basically for an hour, I spend replying back to text messages. And I have 100 text message threads at a time. 100 to 150. Jeez. And you know how people want shit like this.
Yeah, I know, in your business, too. Like, you can't just, yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, so I have systems in place where, like, my assistants and my business partners are in my group text. So, like, if a client needs anything, they can take care of it. But, man, like, it's the way the consumer is, they want everything, like, right away.
Yeah, definitely quick turnaround. So we're talking about the hours, man. What about the, let me ask about the mental part about that, man. How do you handle, I know the massage helps, too. I mean, what other practices do you have in, use or have done, like, to help you mentally just not be all the way drained, or mentally, like, where your body shuts down? Because, I mean, you can go so hard. I mean, you said it's 8 hours daily, like, 4 in the morning, 12-hour, like,
yeah, so it's like about like from 4 to 8, like work, and I consider 8 to 8 work. So that's like, I would say it's about like 14 to 17 hours of like not messing around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so like for me, like what I do is like the massage, like that's like freaking cheat codes to me. Like that's like a mini vacation. Like if I'm feeling like I'm breaking down mentally and physically, I'll just go down the street and get a massage. You know, like, I mean, because it's like, when you can think your best and when your body feels the best is when you can make the best decision. So, I mean, I get a 4 to 5 a.m. massage in the morning. And then I usually have an accountability call. I work out with my trainer. I mean, I shower, I listen to Twitter, I get ready. And then 7:30 to 8, I do my morning routine. But then, like, it's nuts. Like, I don't know. For me, I don't know why. Like, I just have hella energy all the time to do stuff.
That's crazy. So, sleep, man. When do you sleep, if that's possible right now?
I sleep like 10:15, 10:30, and I sleep about probably, because I wake up at, I don't really think about how much I sleep.
Yeah.
But I would say it averages 5 to 6 hours a day.
Yeah. Ooh, I mean,
on weekends, like if I need to catch up, like I'll catch up, but I try to listen to my body. And as I get older, like I can't do this stuff forever, but it's like, I mean, I know, I'm pretty sure you're familiar with Tim Grover, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I talk with him too. Like we're actually on a personal level. Oh. But like I love his books, and like one of the things I just read that stuck with me is like we have this little window of opportunity to be a legend from 30 to 35. Like it's like, why aren't people taking it? You know. So for me, it's like I'm looking at my numbers. I'm like, dude, I honestly, with the way I have everything set up, I could probably sell 20 homes a month.
You gonna reach, like, that goal? Then.
Yeah, like it's like, why not do it? But of course, for me, the biggest thing is customer service. I like having really good customer service. I mean, I was on a phone call at 9 to 9:30 last night after working a 13-hour day, not including my morning routine stuff.
Yeah, that's definitely big. And you bring that up, right? So let me ask this question. I'm going to jump on this while you brought it up. How often do you get bad customers? Not your customer service, but people.
All the time, man. I get people saying, oh, I'm gonna work up another realtor. I'm like, dude, I got 50 offers accepted. Your realtor probably hasn't even fucking sold a home this year. Like, in this market, like when there's 10 to 20 offers, it's like, dude, like you can't just be messing around with like your friend's friend. Like, you gotta like pick someone that's good. Like right now, like I have a system where anytime a client wants to see a house, they see it within like 6 hours. Like I'm sitting right here while my team is helping me show houses, and then I'm on the phone dogging out the agents, making sure we get offers accepted.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because you can only do so much at once.
So let me do this. I'm going to bring this into the sports realm, too. We're familiar with this. So your mentality like this is kind of, you got that Mamba mentality working to where you got goals you want to reach, but you also know you have to be a certain type of person to get them done, right? Like, I said, you got to kind of, you can't be the passive person or on the phone, or you got to be, you know what I'm saying? Everything got to be intentional, right?
Yeah, because people are scared to be on offense, too. It's weird. It's like, in real estate, it's like, man, like, I try to get my some of my team members to do it too. I'm like, reach out to 20 people a day times 5. That's 100 people a week. You should get a sale over time. You do that 52 times a week. I mean, 52 times in a year, you get 52 sales. Like, it's just math. Like, it's easy. Like, it's like we just get distracted with all this shit out there, the shiny objects going on Instagram. Like, I mean, a lot of guys do this shit all the time. They fucking see a female and they get distracted as fuck for 15 minutes and they go through this whirlpool of like looking at girls on Explore. I'm like, bro, that took your time, that took your focus, and that took your bag. Like, I don't, you know what I'm right. saying? Like, so there's a lot of things on social media that are like distracting us, but yeah. I truly feel like social media is like a gift from God too, because if you use it correctly
yeah.
and you use it instead of using you, it's like it's way better.
Yeah, definitely. Talking to other athletes or other business people also on my show, so a lot of the things have been limit distractions, right? Because those 15 minutes, even listen, like certain sports guys, older guys, if you take them away, that means you're doing something productive, either making yourself money or building your brand or building some or spending time with family. So that's definitely for sure. So let's talk just this real estate thing a little bit locally, right? I mean, I'm from Sacramento too, been here. The surplus as far as the growth has been crazy, right? How much has the city, whatever, evolved since you jumped in the game? Like, is it super high back?
It's like, so what's happening is like a lot of people are saying, oh, the prices in Sacramento are high. But like, we have to realize that a lot of people are, 50% of the home buyers are from the Bay Area or out of state right now or more. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the people from the Bay Area are used to paying $3,500 a month to $4,000 a month in rent. You could buy a house for $2,500 to $3,000 a month here, a nice house. So what are they doing? They're buying up all the houses here. And it's like one of those things, like what I'm seeing in Sacramento is that Sacramento is going to become one of the top 3 cities in California. Everyone thinks I'm capping. Everyone thinks I'm lying.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, where else can you have a nice suburban life, hop on a plane in 15, 20 minutes, and get to the Bay Area in 2 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could literally go internationally from Sac Airport.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, people think like Sacramento, people still sleep on Sacramento. And I feel like it's going to be one of the top 3 cities, and it's just going to take over.
Well, you definitely can see with them trying to beat more things up, the pro teams here, the downtown looks different now. If you haven't been here in 5 years, you wouldn't recognize downtown, stuff like that. As far as, okay, and your energy, right, is definitely, like I said, dope. You're a young gentleman in the game. Do you ever run anybody that gives you kind of a different look because you are young and so intentional what you do? Kind of, you know, I don't know, like sometimes in sports people shun you off because you're the next upcoming thing, or I know you got your goals, right? Anybody kind of give you that little bit like, okay, nah, he's a youngster.
Oh, every day, multiple times a day. You know what I say? I literally say, fuck off. Like, that's what I think in my head.
Yeah.
Like, that's literally what I think, because I'm like, they don't know what I'm made of. Like, I'll outwork them and I will outsmart them. Like, a lot of people are like, people are always going to say shit, but like, the real winners always encourage competition and always encourage the next generation. So I don't really pay attention to all that negativity. And I honestly think, like, I mean, it's just the true winners, like, don't even have time to think about making fun of someone or putting them down.
Yeah, that's real. That's yeah. What's up. So, Velasco Show, man, let's talk about your YouTube channel, man. What inspired you to get that going, man? Because I watched a couple.
Have you watched one?
Yeah, man, I watched a couple, man. Y'all had to, and it's crazy, I skipped some around. I went way back to your first 2 or 3. I was like, let me see how it started and see the progression. But that shows the progression of like where you are as a person, your business, how the show's now. I'm like, okay, now dude's views is going up, people leaving comments, now you're really rocking. The video footage is crazy. So, I mean, how'd that get started?
You know what? I just listened to Gary Vaynerchuk, and Gary Vaynerchuk's my guy. I think he's like the Elon Musk of marketing. He said you need to start a reality TV show, and I break it up into 7 clips. And honestly, it's just a way for me to express myself. And I only want to work with people that like me for me. Like, I don't want to like be in a, like, I don't want to be like too uptight to like, you know what I'm saying? I want everyone to enjoy the experience working with me. And I kind of want to have a diary of my life and look back and be like, show my grandkids, and they'll be like, holy shit. Like, you were selling houses in a pandemic. The fuck?
Selling them too, that's what's up.
Yeah, so it's a cool way to express myself, and I feel like stuff like that's timeless when you look back.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, I definitely watched a few episodes, and I do like the openness again. Like I said, it's not just about houses all the time. Like, you do different yeah. stuff. You talk about different stuff. You talk about, you know, the recent one getting the tattoo done, stuff like that. Like, you know, like you said, oh, he's still a dude that, oh, I got tattoos, he got a tattoo. Like, you know what I mean? It's not just
business, right? Yeah, it's relatable, because, dude, if I just post, like, all the houses I sell and, like, everyone was just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't make me relatable. And
right.
I feel like people want to work with who they like. And Sacramento, everyone, I like, the thing I like about Sacramento is that we all come from all walks of life, and we're all accepting of each other, and everyone's hella cool.
Right. So, I know you hear about, you see this and hear, I know about this too, like going like state to state. I try to make sure people understand this, even just talking about living. I lived down south for a while. I got family down south. The house is down like Texas, super big, all that stuff, right? But the cost is based upon income, right? It's based upon what this city pays or what the state pays, because you can have the big house down there, but also you don't get the sunny days, the cool evenings, the palm trees in California, but you get the
diversity, yeah.
Yeah. So like what other factors come into play as far as in California and other states? What do people, if they're looking for a home out of states, have to take in consideration if they're thinking about like moving from California or stuff like that?
Oh, so like basically like why California, in my opinion, is like better than like other states?
Yes, sir.
It's like the the income potential just being in California is so high. Like, I mean, on top of that, it's like there's so much business out here and there's so much people that want to support each other. And like, I honestly think California, like, yeah, it might cost a lot more money, but I mean, think about Netflix. The founders of Netflix moved to Palo Alto to rent before they were shit. Look at them now, they're billionaires. You become a product of your environment. And like, if you want to be an environment that wins, and I think Sacramento is going to be a winning environment, you better come out here, you know?
Right.
And like, also like, the great thing about Sacramento is the public school system is amazing and free. Like, you send your kids to public school, like they have a good shot of going to colleges. They're going to grow up in like a diverse community and everyone's going to be cool with each other.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like that's like, you can't really get that. It's like Sacramento is just, I don't know. I love Sacramento because I feel like everyone looked out for me, even like back when I was in high school, when I didn't think I was going to go to college. Cause like, I didn't care about school. I was getting like C's and B's and I was like, shit, am I going to end up going to college? I went to Pleasant Grove High School and then I was in Avid, and then they set me up to go to USF. And I was like, man, like if someone didn't believe in me at that moment, I don't know what I'd be doing right now.
Right. And you talk about, so just that right there, man, having that one opportunity or that one plug has led you where it is today. But I want to get, what are some myths that people feel, hear, say about people in the real estate business that you have to always correct or have to remind people or have to clear up? What are some myths that float around that you may hear and stuff like that the business?
That, like, realtors don't work hard. It's so easy to sell houses right now. It's so easy to help a client buy a house. Like, I kid you not, like, anyone could go on Zillow or Trulia or Redfin, see how many houses are on the market. How many realtors are there out there? So many realtors. And on top of that, every house has about multiple offers. At beginning of the year, it was like 10 to 20 offers. And still it is somewhat now. But imagine, like, there's only a few houses for sale in every neighborhood. There's only one paycheck. Not all real, like, the real estate market is cut down competitive. And it's like a bidding war. It's like hard to get offers accepted, and not a lot of people are selling because, I mean, like, where are they going to go? Are they going to go back to renting, or are they just going to pay off their mortgage that's affordable? So the myth about real estate is that it's really easy. It's so cutthroat. It's like being in a lot of relationships. Like right now, I could compare what I'm in like to being in 100 relationships.
Right, because you're definitely talking to multiple people, different emotions, different money, income, different values, stuff like that, to different questions, right? Everybody wants what they want in the house, so you got to try to adhere to all that stuff, right?
It's a lot of memorization too. Like, my brain's like a supercomputer, because you got to remember everything to the detail. And then that's just getting the house in contract. Then you got 30 days of like making sure it gets through.
Yeah, that's some work. So also, I look and all I see, I mean, you talk about your family, mom and dad, and also you're bringing your girl into the business as well. How is the business relationship with you and her going? Is it going along, progressing?
Honestly, I think it's amazing because she focuses on the marketing and branding side.
Dope.
And we think alike, so it makes everything a lot easier. It's like having like someone that's a more organized me running everything, and she helps with like our virtual assistants. She makes my life so much easier on branding and marketing side. So I could just focus on stuff like this, and I could focus on the sales. Cause like, imagine, like, it's just a lot of memorization. Plus you got to market and brand yourself. And it's so tough when you're in the middle of like trying to get an offer accepted. Like on Monday, we were working on 10 offers to get accepted.
Jeez.
So like that was my Monday, and I had to focus on getting my 20 clients that are in contract through. So, and then get more business, and it's a lot, but
yeah,
it's just a lot of organization. That's how I'm able to get a lot done.
That's what's up. Mom and dad, how pleased were they that to see you jump in the business, but also now being successful in it? How they feel about you, which direction you're headed or taking the family and going right now?
They don't say shit. They're just like, you know what, my mom, like, my mom's like, you should be doing that. Like, you know, like they never give me a pat on the back, but I always hear stories of them talking with other people and saying, I'm proud of my son, blah, blah, blah.
And honestly, I
know they're proud of me.
Mm-hmm.
And like how much work we put in together as a family, and they know like how psycho I am. Like they'll tell me like, you need to calm down. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's like one of those things. It's like, I want to get every inch that I can of what I could do. And of course, like I'll take care of my health, but at the same time, like my long-term mental health, like when I settle down, have a family and kids, is not going to be healthy unless I ride this wave from 30, like around 30 to 35 until, you know what I'm saying, seeing what I could do.
I feel it, man. That's super locked in. I mean, super on point with that. A few tips you could give anybody looking for homes right now in the area or just anywhere, because, I mean, people everywhere are going to hear the show. I got people in Australia. Finally, now I got some people in Serbia. I'm trying to be international. So tips, people looking for homes. What kind of some tips or some suggestions you would give them when coming to a realtor or trying to look for a home?
When it comes to finding a realtor, to be honest, I would just tell them to direct message me so I could find them someone. Because it's like, not all realtors are built the same. Because it's like, you'll have a realtor that's completely mentally checked out. Like, say, for example, you work with a realtor that, like, has a full-time job, working a 9-to-5. And then they have to make dinner for the family, and it's 7 or 8. Where is the time in between to, like, help their client? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like it has to, you have to, like, work with someone fully locked in. But I'll say when it comes to looking for a realtor, just look online, go on social media. Find someone who's a good connect, who you connect well with and stuff like that. And I would just look up hashtag like Sacramento Realtor, hashtag this. And then you can see like, oh, do I want to work with this person? What are they about? Stuff like that. And you can look up their reviews. But yeah, I would say look for someone that moves the same way you do. Because even my girlfriend has friends that are looking for houses, but they say I'm too intense.
Yeah, that's, I mean,
I'm not everyone's cup of tea, you know.
Yeah, it's somebody for everybody, man. I would definitely say that. So where can people find all your information? Shoot your information out there, man, before we get ready to get out of here, man. I know the YouTube, give the YouTube information and Instagram, man. Go ahead, shout it out.
Yeah, at Charles Velasco V for Instagram, and then dash the Velasco Show on YouTube. And yeah, if you guys have any questions, I answer every direct message on Instagram. I read everything. So, and I replied everything. So if you guys have any questions or need help with anything, let me know.
I definitely can attest to that because I had to shoot the young man a DM and like, he got right back to me and we're on and rolling. Before we get out of here, man, anything else you want to say, anything you want to give out to people, it's your time real quick before we get ready to close out the show.
Oh, like, so like one, like maybe like one tip that
it's,
I would
whatever,
say.
Whatever, man, like, it's on you, whatever. One, two, it's all you.
I would say like figure out that one thing, that number one goal you can hit for today that will lead to the rest of the results. So for me, it's like my number one goal is to set two to three appointments a day with a home seller or home buyer. So it's like when I hit that goal, everything else takes care of itself. So like for someone else, it might be if you're studying for a final, what's it called? Study for 2-3 hours and study 2 hours a day. So you don't have to, it's better to get the work done than to be anxious about it, to be honest. And that's kind of how I feel.
That's what's up, man. Charles, I really appreciate you taking time out that schedule, man. I carved out a little more than 15 minutes, or maybe my 30s right there, so I think we're good, man. I definitely appreciate you, man. We'll be in contact. We'll talk hoop, offline, and whatever else you got going too, man. But I'm definitely going to stay tapped in with you, man. And I know you got to get back to work, man, so I'm going to let you go.
All right, for sure.
I appreciate it, man. Have a good one.
Yep.
Later.
All right. Okay, cool. What is the recording now?
You're good.
All right, for sure. Thank